This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, brother.
Hola.
All right. You guys are great, man.
No, thank you.
Yeah. They usually have guards out, by the way, in case you did. I've been there, done that. It's interesting.
Okay. Any of the guards ever get taken out?
Not while I was there.
Okay.
All right, my story involves back in the Philippines when I was in the Navy. I lived on base housing. We, of course, had jungles around us. We were like, where I lived was like on the perimeter of the jungle. I had a 3-year-old daughter who was just becoming a medical biker, running around in her diapers all the time. So I'm sitting, I had a sliding back door, I'm looking out, and I see my daughter running, like, you know, waddling like little kids do with her arms out. There's a 3-foot monitor lizard.
Right there. That was chasing her?
No, she was chasing him.
Okay, all right. Childhood.
Come here, kid. Yeah.
Yeah. So I about crapped myself, jumped up, almost ran through the window, had the sliding door get open, grabbed her, and whipped back around. We had a culvert in the back. If the critter got her, he would have dragged her into that culvert. I've never seen that little girl again.
Okay. God, I hope we're not having that phone issue again. You're clipping on us really
bad. Yeah, the phone, they're getting crazy again. By the way, Miles, someone texted in and say, Simba, you can say, hey, Simba, right? Simba just means lion in Swahili, so they weren't very original with the name.
Jesus.
So if you're singing and screaming like Simba to the lion, you're like, why do you keep calling my name, bitch?
But we are also getting a couple texts where Miles can officially test his theory.
The laser pointer.
The laser pointer.
I'm bringing one.
I would.
You think I'm kidding? I am. I'm bringing that and a cat toy.
Look, man, if they
like
make
a bunch of catnip to pour
yes,
on the
absolutely.
Fire.
Hey, man, that's why I'm worried about smoking weed.
Oh, dude, I smoked
some weed, man. I got 25 cats just looking at me from the bushes going like,
he's got the stuff.
Hey, I think I'd be more afraid just trying to score weed or having weed on me in some of those countries.
I feel like if I'm on safari, like, really, brother? Mm-hmm. You're going to worry about weed? There are lions.
You think somebody's going to walk out of the bush, walk past the lion, go, I got to arrest you.
No, but you're going to have to be at a, I don't know, man. I would just check the rules.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I know what the rules are.
I know the rules. We're not talking about the rules.
If you go on safari, so nothing bad happens, but you get arrested in some random African country.
Right.
That's worse.
And they put you in a cage with a lion.
Yeah, then I find out someone else in that group got eaten in a tent the next night.
But thank God.
I'm glad I'm in here.
Get eaten by a lion. That's tough. Tell the story.
It's not tough. It is not tough because here's the thing. People that get messed up by lions, no one has ever said, man, and it was a good fight.
No, I'm just saying that's a better story than like,
you know what I'm doing.
We're going to be off for 2 weeks because Miles is doing 5 days in Mozambique.
Yeah, but at least when he gets out, and look, you'll be a little shell shocked. You'll have had sex with strange black men, but still, at least you get to tell the story. Listen, if I say Miles is eaten by a lion, that's all we know.
Here's my theory. All right, I'm gonna reverse his ass real quick, right? And I'm gonna get on his back, and I'm gonna just pull the nape of his neck with both my hands.
This is your plan.
As hard
the
as
cop
I can.
Or the lion?
The lion.
You're gonna scruff the doggone lion.
Yeah, because all cats.
After he reverses.
All cats essentially are the same creatures, other than their size.
Right.
So if I get that mother by the nape of the neck, he says, "That's my mom." See.
I think he says, "This bitch better get off me before I make a
his
real
mom
bad.
Is not a bitch."
God. And those just are the last words Miles said.
Just a theory. And then I'm going to dangle that little thing on a stick, you know what I mean, and see if it goes for it. What was the animal? Animals that caused the problem? 206-803-ROCK.
It's got a little bell on it.
Yeah, sure. But, one of those little mice, you know? They love those.
You have anything to declare? A massive ball of yarn.
That got that and a laser pointer.
Yes, and a laser pointer.
We're on safari.
And frisky surf and turf. I have it on good authority.
Ooh.
Might
bring some cat trees.
Brother, if you opened up a bag of cat trees, everything in the jungle shows up. That is your
ass. Some salmon snacks. Yeah. Some salmon snacks.
You want a squishy packet?
Yeah. Dried salmon.
Great idea.
That feels good.
Leave me alone.
Dried. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
And Miles, bring the catnip temptations. My cat goes crazy for that stuff.
Oh, okay. Good call.
Yeah,
good
let's
call.
Have the lion just going buck wild.
Because exactly. Now, let's attract them.
Yeah. With drugs.
And make them crazy.
So I got two quick ones for you. One, I got defecated on by a snake, and the other one, a raccoon, almost made me crash my car.
You got defecated on by a snake?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was my buddy's snake. That he was, it was technically the school that he was watching, and he was like, "Want to hold it?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure, why not?" Well, apparently, when a snake is comfortable on you, it just releases everything.
I do the same thing. That's why me and my wife got along.
Justin, no kidding, dude. The same thing happened to me in my science class in like ninth grade.
A snake?
Yeah, they had these little corn snakes, or these little, you know, the little itty bitty ones, and I just held one, and he just pooped all over my hand.
They like it warm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was like, oh. It just got warm on my lap all of a sudden. This is fantastic. Yeah, no, that was a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
Well, how did the raccoon almost make you crash the car? That's why I don't let them drive.
Okay, so this was, like, back here, like, the first couple of days of lockdown and, like, essential worker, right? So, like, I-5 was perfectly freaking clear up in Bellingham. So I'm, like, just, like, cruising along, having a good time. All of a sudden, this big old raccoon pops out right in front of Sunset. And I'm, like, what the hell? Slammed my brakes because it stopped and looked at me. And, like, I almost hit the side Jersey barrier, but then I stopped right in time. But turns out it was a mama raccoon that let, like, six other baby raccoons across I-5 and then hopped over the barrier herself.
They do that. They wait for their young. They're very family oriented.
I was like, well, this is great. Yeah, I'm really happy that I stopped for the mama raccoon, or else I would have murdered the whole family, just like Miles and the lawnmower.
That's right.
It's mild. That sounds like a kid's story to read to scare
you. Got to remember that was an accident. You know.
Yeah, that was a good point. So you say.
Well, the quail's a kid. That was an accident too.
Well, sure, but you're driving a car. You couldn't
stop. I was going 65 miles an hour. Probably. I was whatever the speed limit was. I was going that.
By the way, Miles, no, you weren't.
Leave that.
Someone on the text line says, I was detained at the South African Botswana border. It freaked me out. I was released after about 30 minutes, but they end it with, don't get arrested in Africa.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.